Broadcasting from an operator switchboard somewhere at the telephone company, you're listening to The Phone Show on prankoperator.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to The Phone Show. This is episode 16, and today is Wednesday, February 10th, 2021. In today's episode, I'm stuck working from home because of COVID, and so I had to bring all these raccoons home from the Wildlife Center at my apartment. They're really making a mess of things around here. I'm going to see if I can get any advice from my landlord on how to get the situation under control. So let's make a call to my landlord and see what she has to say.
Thanks for calling American Canvas. This is Ashley.
Hi there. This is Charlie. I'm a tenant of yours.
Hello?
Hi, I'm a tenant. My name's Charlie.
Okay.
Hi, so I was just calling, I promise you won't be mad at me, but I need to find out about, if there's something wrong with the carpet. Is that your responsibility, or
What's your apartment number?
Well, I'd rather not give it out, because I don't want to get in trouble. I've been, I work for an animal rescue organization, and I've been rehabilitating raccoons in my apartment, and they have totally destroyed the carpet. So I'm just needing to know, is the carpet something you guys take care of, or is it something I need to take care of?
I would need your apartment number.
Yeah, but I don't know if is there anything in the lease about raccoons? Like, I'm not going to get in trouble for that, am I?
I would need your apartment number.
Yeah, well, I just need to know, is the carpet my responsibility or yours? Because it's totally destroyed. Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Holly.
Hi, Holly. This is Charlie. I'm a tenant of yours, and I work for an animal rescue organization, and I've been rehabilitating raccoons in my apartment, and they've destroyed the carpet, and I'm just trying to find out, is the carpet something you all take care of, or is that something I need?
No, you would be responsible for any damage to the apartment.
Okay, so basically what's happened is the raccoons, so there's probably about 30 of them here in the living room.
Whatever damage is done to the apartment, you would be responsible for, whether it's 30 raccoons,
I know, but
the
lady next door is complaining because the raccoons, they've been urinating all over the carpets. And
we
the lady next door
haven't received a complaint regarding raccoons.
Yeah, she's been really mad, like banging on my door and just complaining about the smell and, you know, I'm working from home, you know, because of COVID. I can't, you know, go down to the shelter, so I volunteered to take all the raccoons home with me, and so I'm
well, no wildlife is allowed inside of the apartments.
I know, but it's, you know, it's COVID. Things are different. I have to work from home, you know.
The lease is the lease.
Yeah, I know, but anyway, since it's already here, and, you know, I can't exactly bring them back, because...
So any damage that's done to the apartment, you would be responsible for, including the carpets.
Well, do you have any advice on how to get the smell out of the carpet, at least?
I don't. I don't own any wildlife.
All right, because, yeah, there's, like, 30 raccoons just pissing all over the carpet, and I, you know, they've been shredding it, and, you know, I plugged in one of those Febreze, you know, scented things you plug into the wall, but that only worked for about maybe a week or two, and, you know, those just aren't even working anymore. Like, do you have any advice on how I can get this fixed?
I mean, you would have to pay to have the carpets replaced.
Okay, like, does maintenance maybe have any extra carpet that maybe they replace from somebody else?
No,
that's
not how we do the carpets.
Yeah, because I don't want to buy a new carpet because it's just going to get destroyed again. I mean, it only took about a month for this to happen, and, you know, I can't afford to replace the carpet every month or so.
I mean... Those are the decisions you're choosing to make, so.
Yeah, I mean, I should be all right. Like, even if the lady complains to you about the raccoons, like, you know, I can't get evicted because of COVID, so I'm safe for, you know, a little while, I think, right?
No, absolutely not. You can, you're not allowed to have wildlife in the apartment.
Oh.
So, yes, you can be evicted over having wildlife in your apartments. Yes, you can.
Okay, but you haven't gotten any complaints about it. You know, heavy, right?
Not as of yet.
Okay, good. Then at least you don't know which apartment I'm in, so I should be safe for a while. I'll just
Like, is there, do you think there's any, or maybe one of those spray air fresheners? Like, I've been hesitant to spray anything in the apartment because I don't know if that'll, you know, affect the raccoons in any way. Do you know if, like, those Febreze, you know, air cans, are those safe for raccoons? Like, they're not going to hurt them, are they?
No, I live in a clean house, so.
Well, I mean, I do, too. I had to work from home, so I had to bring all these raccoons home with me because, you know, it's COVID. You know, it is what it is. They closed down my shelter, and they, you know, we needed somewhere to send the raccoons, and so I said, I'll take them home. Because, you know, I just rent the place, so, I mean, it's not like I own the place, you know what I mean?
Okay. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not really. You're not really reacting, so this prank call's not going very well, so I'll try somewhere else.
All right. Thank you.
All right, but aren't you relieved there's not really any raccoons in your apartments?
This is Have all a good
just
day.
This is just a prank call.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Blue Plate, can I help you?
Hi there, I'm a tenant here. My name's Charlie.
At Blue Plate?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be in the computer. I just stay on the couch with my friend, but anyway, the reason I'm calling is I'm working from home right now because of COVID. I work at a wildlife rehabilitation center. I've got about 12 raccoons in the living room right now, and I'm trying to rehabilitate them. But they've kind of messed up the carpet a bit, and I'm just trying to find out, is that something that I need to fix, or is that something that you all take care of?
I'm not sure what property you're talking about and what's going on. We don't even have carpet in our building, and you can't have raccoons in your apartment either. That's a hazard.
Well, I mean, I put the carpeting down when I moved in because, you know, I like the softness of the carpet. But, yeah, it's just because I'm working from home. Normally, we keep the raccoons at the wildlife center,
uh-huh.
You know, but because they had to close that office down because of COVID, so I volunteered to take the animals home with me. But they've kind of torn up the carpet, and it's mostly the smell that's, you know, starting to cause problems. And so I'm just trying to find out, like, you know, like, is that something you all can help with, or like,
what
do you have any...
What apartment are you in?
Well, I mean, I don't want to get evicted, so I don't know if I want to give you my apartment number.
Well, I can't help you if you don't give me your information.
Well, can you just tell me how to get rid of the raccoon smell?
No, I don't deal with raccoons, and they're not allowed in our building, and you're an illegal occupant that's not supposed to be living here. So regardless, you're in trouble.
No, I'm not. Cause, I mean, you don't know where I am. So, I mean, you can't, you know, I'm just calling to ask for a general, you know, advice. I mean.
Okay, well, maybe you need to call someone else that can handle those specific issues.
I know, but, I mean, it's your apartment. I mean, do you at least fix the stove? Because the raccoon chewed the wire that went from the stove to the wall. I mean, I just don't use the stove, and I cover it up with some electrical tape. But, I mean,
well,
if I turn...
electrical issue, which is very important for us to handle. So, again, I need to have the apartment information so that I can send maintenance to take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, it only has a burning smell if I use the burner on high. If I put the burner on low, I mean, it still works fine. I just can't use the oven.
Okay. Regardless, we would need to take care of it immediately, so I need an apartment number. Or I'm just going to have to walk the whole building and go apartment to apartment searching for you and your raccoon problem.
I mean, come on, don't do that. I mean...
Well,
I mean,
I'll have the police accompany me.
I mean, you can't come into the apartment without asking. I mean, my friend
yes,
has
I
a
can.
Lease.
It doesn't matter, but the lease that we hold states that we have permission to enter any time for emergency maintenance.
Oh,
it doesn't matter
shit.
Who the lease holder is. This is our premises, and we have to take care of it. So if you're not going to give me the information and be helpful, I'm going to have to do this the hard way, in which you're going to get in a lot of trouble.
Oh, shit. That doesn't sound good. But, I mean, you're really going to go to every single apartment looking for me?
I will if I have to. My property's in danger, yes, sir.
I mean, I just won't use the stove if that's what you're worried about. I mean, I mostly just microwave TV dinners anyway, so, you know, won't worry about it. It's fine.
No, it's not fun.
No, it's all right. I mean, I'll just get some of those cans of Febreze over at Walmart. I think that'll take care of the smell. So just forget I called. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
No, I'm going to look into this. You'll be seeing me shortly.
No, it's okay. I don't need you to come over. You're not invited.
It doesn't matter. I have rights. I'll be there shortly.
No, you can't.
Can't wait to figure out where you're at. See you soon.
No, you can't do that, ma'am.
I can. Me and a police officer will meet you shortly. Thank you very much.
But you don't even know where I am. You can't do that.
It's only 72 apartments. It won't take me but 30 minutes to figure it out.
Yeah,
but I'll see you before, too.
You can't do that, ma'am.
I do have all legal right. Maybe you should consult your friend, who's the leaseholder, and have him review his lease. But in the meantime, you'll see me in the next 30 minutes. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, bye.
Thank you for calling Millstream and Gallery. Lucy speaking.
Hey, Lucy. This is Charlie. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Sure, yeah. What can I help you with?
Well, I've got a small problem going on here today. I'm working from home right now because of COVID. I work at an animal wildlife refugee rescue center place, and they had to close the office for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I've got 30 raccoons here in my living room that we've been rehabilitating down at the center, and they've kind of started to make a mess of things, you know, like tearing up the carpet.
You can't have raccoons in your apartment.
I know, but I'm kind of stuck with them for the next 2 weeks because they really didn't have anywhere else to go, and so I had to bring them here with me.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you can't tell me that because you can get evicted for having that.
I'm just wondering if you might have some advice because they've kind of torn up a bunch of the carpet, and then there's this big spot in the middle of the living room floor where they've been urinating, and it's making the carpet all squishy and soft.
What apartment are you in?
I want to give you the apartment number because I don't want to get evicted or anything. I mean, they'll be out of here in a couple weeks. This is only temporary till the office gets reopened. Do you maybe have, a wet dry vac I can use to, you know, kind
no.
of vacuum up the urine?
No, I don't. And you have to get them out immediately. You're not allowed to have those in your apartment, and you will be charged for all damages.
Well, I can't get them out right now because they closed the office. There's nobody down at the, you know, at the center. I'm stuck with them for the next, you know, 2 weeks.
No, you can't. If we find out what apartment you're in, you can't have raccoons in your apartment.
I mean, do you have any advice on how we can make the best of the situation and maybe get rid of the smell at least, maybe some Febreze?
No, I can't supply you with any of that. You're not even allowed to have raccoons in your apartment.
I mean, it's just strange times right now because of COVID. You know, when they close the office, I mean, somebody's still got to take care of the animals.
I understand, but you're living in an apartment complex that doesn't even really allow anything over certain weight, and you can't even have more than 2 pets, so you can't have raccoons in your apartment.
Well, I mean, the raccoons aren't pets. They're wild animals. They're, you know, they belong to the refugee center.
I understand, but, yeah, you can't have those. That's strictly against your lease. So you can't have them. You're going to have to find someone else that maybe owns their property or something like that, but you can't have raccoons in your apartment.
I don't have anywhere else to put them. But anyway, we're getting a little bit off track here. I mean, the raccoons are here for the next 2 weeks. You know, regardless, there's nothing I can do about that. We just got to figure out how to manage the smell and, you know, maybe patch up the carpet because they've really torn up the carpet. And then in the kitchen, there's the wire that goes from the back of the stove. And I can't even use the oven right now because one of them chewed through the, you know, the wire. And I patched it up with electrical tape, and I think it's safe now.
Could you hold just 1 second? I have another call coming. Hang on. Don't hang up, okay? Hang on.
Sure. I can hold, I guess.
Hi, this is Ashley. The manager actually had to take another call from her supervisor. May I ask who I'm speaking with?
This is Charlie. That wasn't the lady next door complaining about the raccoons, was she? Because she's really pissed at me because one of the raccoons ate her cat.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What apartment are you living in?
Well, I don't want to know if I want to give the number after that, but basically I'm working from home right now. They had to close down the office at the Wildlife Refugee Center I work at. So I'm stuck with 30 raccoons in my apartment for the next 2 weeks until the center reopens again. And they've just kind of been making a mess of the place. Mostly
okay, well, we can't really help you with the situation until you tell us where you're located, because if there's damages in the apartment, we're going to have to start to repair them.
No, I mean, there's no sense in repairing anything now. I mean, the raccoons are going to be here for another couple weeks. Anything we fix will just, you know, get destroyed again.
We may have to schedule the work with contractors. I mean, you can't give me your name even?
Yeah, I can give you my name. It's Charlie.
Charlie, and your last name?
I wouldn't be in the computer. I'm just kind of staying on the couch right now.
Staying on the couch right now.
Yeah,
okay.
My roommate's out of town, so I've got the whole place to myself right now.
Okay.
Does your
roommate know that you have 30 raccoons in your apartment that are eating the neighbor's cats?
Oh, hell no. He would never let me. He won't be back for, you know, another month, so as long as I get this cleaned up in 2 weeks, he'll never know.
Okay, but we can't help you get it cleaned up unless you tell us where you're located. And if you're not the leaseholder, then, I mean, you're not going to be evicted anyway because you're not on the lease if you're just staying on the couch.
Yeah, I mean, that other lady sounded like she was able to help me. Is she there again?
She's on the phone with her supervisor right now.
Can I hold for her then? Because she was a lot more helpful than you are.
Okay, can I have her give you a quick call back, actually? Because I don't know how long this call is going to be.
No, it's fine. I can hold. I find your hold music relaxing anyway. So it's kind of helping me calm things down of a stressful situation over here.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to put you on a brief hold.
Okay, thank you.
Charlie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, look, I am on the other line with my regional, so either you give me your name and apartment number or I can't help you.
All right, I guess it's fine. I mean, the raccoons will be out in a couple weeks anyway, and I'll just, you know, like if the lady next, I don't know if the lady next door had called you or not, but she's really
No, I'm going to have to hang up. I have the other person on the other line, but yeah, like I said, I can't help you unless you give me your name and apartment number, okay? So if you're not going to supply me with that, I'm going to have to hang up.
Can I just hold until you get off the phone?
No, I'm sorry. I can't. So, like I said, there's nothing I can do to help you unless you give me both.
I mean, my name's Charlie.
Okay, apartment number?
I don't want to give you the
okay.
apartment number.
Okay, well, I understand. Then I'm going to have to let you go, okay?
All right, don't worry about
all
it.
Right.
I'll take care of the raccoon.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks for calling 60 Squeak East. This is Kenny. How can I help you?
Hey, Kenny. This is Charlie. I'm a tenant here at the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm having a small problem here in the apartment today.
What apartment are you in?
Well, I don't want to give my unit number because I don't want to get in trouble. But basically what's going on is I'm having to work from home right now because of COVID. They closed my office. I work at a wildlife refugee center. And I've got 30 raccoons in my living room right now that we've been trying to rehabilitate, and they've kind of made a mess of the carpet. So I was wondering if you might have some advice on how to get that fixed.
So you're telling me right now you have 30 raccoons inside your apartment?
Yeah, but only for the next 2.5 weeks until they reopen my office, and then I'm bringing them back to the Wildlife Center.
Okay, and what did you say your name was?
This is Charlie.
Charlie who?
Well, I wouldn't be in their computer. I just stay on the couch. It's not really that important. Basically, I was just wondering if you might have a wet dry vac, 'cause there's this big puddle of urine in the middle of the floor, and it's really smelly and squishy when I walk over it. I just wanted to try to get that cleaned up.
I need to know what apartment you're in so I could send it over.
No, I mean, I can get it. If you just leave it outside the office, I'll come get it later tonight. But like,
okay,
do you have a wet dry vac or anything I can use?
No, we don't have any. We don't let residents use anything like that.
All right, well, what do I do about the smell? Because, I mean, I can just not walk over that spot, I guess, but they've all been peeing
probably
in the same place, and it's really starting to stink.
Yeah. I don't know. Let me put you on the phone with this manager and let you tell her that. Hold on one second.
Yeah, sure, that's fine.
Thank you for calling Citrus Creek East. This is Kenny. How can I help you?
Hey, Kenny. I was holding for the manager, and somebody slammed the phone down on me.
Yeah, we got disconnected. But you can just dial 1-800-HELP.
No, that's not quite enough digits. That's, you know, there's three more missing.
No. 1-800-HELP. It's a special line.
No, that's not how phone numbers work, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, look, this is a business, and I'd appreciate it if you would stop what you're doing and stop calling us. And I'm going to hang up the phone now. So thank you for calling, and have a nice day.
I need to speak with you.
Thank you for calling Centennial. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm an attendant here.
A tenant in what apartment? How can I help you?
Hi, this is Charlie. I'm a tenant here. I'm having a small problem here at the apartment.
What apartment are you in?
Well, I don't want to give the apartment number because I don't want to get in trouble.
Well, I can't help you if you're not the leasee on the lease. I can't help you.
Well, basically, what's going on is I'm working from home right now because they closed my office because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
I work at a wildlife animal rescue, rehabilitating wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
So since they closed the office, I had to bring all 30 of the raccoons home with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to rehabilitate them here in the living room. And it is not going very well.
You have raccoons here in this building, then we're going to ask you to be removed and them too as well.
Well, my office doesn't open for another 2.5 weeks, so.
Okay, well, sir, I don't know what to tell you, and then if you can't give me the apartment number, there's nothing else that I can talk to you about.
All right, I just needed information, like how to get the urine smell out of the carpet.
Cascade Apartments, I may help you.
Hey, I'm an attendant here. This is Charlie.
Yes.
Hey, so I'm having a small problem here in the apartments today.
Okay, what's your problem?
Well, I'm working from home right now because of the COVID. I'm work at a wildlife animal rescue, and they had to close the office down. So I had to bring all 30 of the raccoons from the shelter home with me, and they're really messing up the carpet. And I'm just wondering if maybe you have some advice.
Okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
What's your apartment?
Well, I don't want to give my apartment number because I don't know if the raccoons are a lease violation or not. I was just hoping you could give me some general information.
Well, I would need your apartment number, too.
I mean, I'm just calling for general information. Like, do you know how to fix a raccoon smell? Because they've kind of urinated all over the middle of the living room floor and made a puddle.
Hold on one second. Can I help you?
Hi, is this a different person now?
Yeah, this is Susie, the manager.
Oh, hey, Susie, this is Charlie. I'm an attendant here at the apartments.
What apartments you live at?
Well, I don't want to give my apartment number because I'm not sure if this is going to be like a problem with the lease or not. But
wait, you live at Cascades?
Yeah, I'm having to work from home right now because of COVID. I work at a wildlife animal rescue. Since they had to close the office, I had to bring home the 30 raccoons that we have at the shelter, and I'm trying to rehabilitate them here in my living room, they're making
so
a mess.
So you live here on our Cascades property?
That's correct, yes.
And your name's Charlie?
Yeah,
And you're the leaseholder?
No, I just stay on the couch, but basically
so
I've got...
So who do you live with?
Well, I don't want to get him in trouble, but I that's not really important, but I've got 30...
It is very important, because that's against our rules.
Well, basically, here's what's going on. You know, I've got 30 raccoons that I brought home from the shelter. I'm stuck with them for at least the next 2.5 weeks until the office reopens at the shelter. And they have, like, made a
mess
of the carpet.
Let me explain this to you. That's against his lease violation. That's a lease violation.
Your lease doesn't allow raccoons?
No.
Oh, crap. Well, I mean, they're stuck here for another at least 2.5 weeks, so we'll just try to make
You need to let me know, who do you live with?
No, I'm not going to get him in trouble. I mean, plus, I don't have anywhere else to go. If I get him kicked out, where am I supposed to go with... I mean, it's going to be really hard to find a new place with 30 raccoons. It was hard enough to get them in here unnoticed as it is. I just need information, like, how do I get the
smell? I don't know
smell?
That information, sir. I don't know what you're asking.
Well, they've torn up the carpet in the living room, and they've been urinating in this one spot in the center of the room, and the smell is getting really bad.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
I don't know how to care for raccoons.
No, I just need to know, like, how do I get the smell out of the carpet? I mean, I guess it would be the same regardless of the animal.
Wait, hold on a sec. Maybe maintenance can come look at it. You need to give me the apartment number.
No, I don't want maintenance over here. I don't really like the maintenance people. They're not invited. I was just looking for information over the phone.
Okay.
So, like, do you know how to get the raccoon smell out of
it? I don't. Wait, say that again. How to get the raccoons where?
The raccoon smell out of the carpet.
I know nothing about raccoons.
There's this big puddle in the middle of the living room floor where they've all been urinating in the same spot. And it's really starting to smell, and it's, you know, squishy on my toes when I walk over it, and it's just really kind of gross. Do you maybe have a wet dry vac? I can at least vacuum it up so it's not so saturated.
Can you hold on 1 second, sir?
Sure, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Blair again. I'm sorry.
Oh, hi.
But, yeah, we really don't know how you can assess that. You may
want
to call
Susie was not helpful at all. I really didn't.
Yeah, you may could call someone and find out, but we're not sure. If you won't give us an apartment number so we can kind of see what we can do, call a contractor or anything, so I'm not sure.
No, I don't need that. But, yeah, I don't want to talk to Susie again.
I'm not sure what you can do. You can we can give you the corporate number. You can call corporate and find out.
Well, I just need to know how to get the raccoons.
Yeah, I can give you a corporate number. It's 830-3700.
Do you have maybe a wet dry vac, and I can try to vacuum up the, you know, the urine from the carpet?
We can't lease anything, give anything out to the residents, but like I said, you can give corporate a call because we can resolve the issue, and we can give it to corporate, and maybe they can help you.
No, I don't want to talk to corporate because, like I was telling Susie, I'm just, you know, staying on the couch here. I'm not on the lease, and I don't want to draw too much attention to myself, you know, living here. I'm trying to kind of stay under the radar, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I won't be able to assist you on that if you won't give us any information, so.
All right, I'll just try to make the best of it. The raccoon should be here for another 2.5 weeks or so. I'll try to minimize the damage, but I can't make any promises. You know, they're wild animals.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye. Have a good day.
Okay, you too.
All right, bye. I love you.
First, like, this is Heidi. May I help you?
Hi, I'm a tenant here. This is Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Hey, so I'm having a small problem here at the apartment today.
What unit are you in?
Well, I don't really want to give my unit because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm working from home right now because of COVID.
Uh-huh.
I work at a wildlife rescue center.
Uh-huh.
And I brought some raccoons home for the weekend to, you know, to rehabilitate them.
Okay.
And they have just totally made a mess of my apartment. So I was wondering if maybe you had some advice. Like, is the carpet your responsibility to fix if it gets damaged, or is that mine?
Well, I'd have to come and see it and see if it can be repaired, and I can, I mean, have somebody come out and look at it. And
I mean, they've completely shredded. I've got about 30 of them here in the living room. And then two more in each bedroom. Basically, they've completely shredded the carpet, and there's also a strong urine smell in the middle.
Oh,
I guess they've been urinating in the middle of the floor. You know, they're wild animals. I haven't gotten them fully trained yet.
Okay. When are you getting rid of the raccoons?
Well, my office just closed down. It looks like it's going to be at least, you know, a couple weeks or maybe closer to 3 weeks. They had to quarantine the office because of COVID, so I had to bring all of the animals home with me.
All right, let...
And I just got them home, you know, yesterday, and this has already happened. They've, like, destroyed the whole apartment.
Okay. All right, so I have to have somebody come in and look at the apartment, and you will be responsible for...
No. I can't have anybody over here because I'll lose my security deposit.
Well, you're going to lose your security deposit when you move out.
I mean, not if I fix the place up before I leave, then you'll...
It would have to be, like... I mean, you're going to remove... you don't even know the type of carpet that's in there.
Oh, that's okay. My cousin Eddie owns a carpeting store. I'm sure he's got some remnants, so I can probably, you know, piece something together. It might be bit of a patchwork, but I think it'll look okay.
Well, but it probably won't because we don't patch the carpet.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the urine spot's only right in the middle of the living room, so really I can probably just cut that one spot off and... I don't know, maybe I can, in some of the parts where the fibers are missing, I can probably just paint that over and it'll look just fine.
I doubt it. Seriously?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I can bring a little piece of the carpet to the paint store, and I'm sure they can color match it.
All right, so then why are you calling to tell me about it?
Well, I was more wondering about the smell, because the urine smell in the carpet, I didn't
right,
know.
Right, that's, no, we actually, for that, we have all the, when someone leaves, we actually have the carpets inspected, and they use lighting, specific lighting and stuff like that, so we could tell if an animal urinated anywhere on the carpet. And right then, the carpet gets replaced, and the resident gets billed.
Okay. Well, should be okay. Is it the resident that gets billed, or the leaseholder?
Well, whoever's on the lease.
Okay, yeah, because I just stay on the couch. So as long as the bill doesn't go to me, I should be actually just fine then. Thank you.
Yeah, but what about the person that's on the lease? You're going to, I mean, screw them out of their deposit and have them get put in collections for something you did?
I mean, I don't even really know them that well. I mean, they're not even really here except, you know, sometimes on weekends. You know, I'm basically subletting this place.
Well, that in itself is breaking the lease. So.
See, so if they're getting evicted anyway, what do I care? The raccoons will be here for at least another 2-3 weeks, though. So, like.
All right, so now.
Won't affect me.
Because you said that, I have to come, and legally we do have a right to enter every unit. So
but
because.
You don't know which one I'm in.
I have to go to every unit.
Really?
Yes.
Man, you're just like this other lady, you know. Anyway,
All right, yeah. Well, I guess I'll be seeing you. I'll start my inspections tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, the other lady was going to get here in a half hour. You're slower than her.
Well, I'm kind of busy right now. I don't know what other lady...
Oh, that's okay. You're really not invited anyway, so...
It doesn't matter. All right.
Can you just, like, not come over maybe and just forget that I called?
Well, apparently you want us to come over because... You said I was the second person you spoke to.
Yeah. Anyway.
So.
Yeah, that wasn't in your office. That was somebody else.
Okay.
But, yeah. So yeah. Just forget that I called and just.
Sorry, I can't do that now. All right.
You're really gonna go into every single apartment.
Every single unit. Yes, I will.
Oh, well, you gotta be careful. These raccoons are wild, ma'am. You know
That's okay.
They're not really friendly around people, and I don't want, you know, the raccoon, like, almost tried to, you know, maul Mrs. Steumann down the hall. You know, so you should probably just stay away unless you're...
Oh, you know, you're actually calling the wrong office.
No, I'm not.
What community are you staying?
Hold on, let me look. I mean, I'm just calling apartments in the phone book, making prank calls. I have to look and see.
Oh,
all right, so you are on.
All right, so that's our show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed all the calls to my landlord today. I'm trying my best to get the raccoons under control. Hopefully that'll all be taken care of in time for the next show. Speaking of the next show, it's going to be coming very soon. Episode 17 has actually already been recorded, and I will be releasing it soon. While making the calls on today's show, it kind of led into a bit of a spin-off show, because Fernando was very busy at the office, you know, taking care of tenant problems, so I ended up helping out in the office, returning some calls to some tenants and people looking to rent, so I'm definitely going to make Property Manager of the Year after those calls, so be sure to check out prankoperator.com very soon, and be ready for episode 17, which is kind of be a sequel to today's show, because they're both related, but they didn't quite tie into each other enough, so I decided to make two shows, so you're just going to have to wait to hear the next one. So, thanks for listening, and now let's listen to the wonderful hold music provided by our apartment people today. Enjoy!
Raccoons in your apartment.